From Washington, this is VOA News. Independence referendum vote in eastern Ukraine. Iran offers transparency in nuclear talks. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Ukrainian National Guardsmen opened fire on a crowd outside a town hall Sunday in eastern Ukraine, with a leader of pro-Russian insurgents in the region saying there were fatalities. The shooting occurred in Krasnoyarsk hours after guardsmen shut down a referendum there. It was part of polling in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions on whether to approve regional independence. The two areas comprise about 15% of the Ukrainian population. It is unclear whether independence might mean more autonomy within Ukraine, creation of an independent state, or possibly an attempt by the Russian-speaking regions to join Russia. Jamie Detmer reports.
Voting started briskly at polling stations in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions abutting Russia, but claims quickly mounted of multiple voting, and pro-unity activists posted a video showing how easy it was to vote more than once. The head of the Separatist Election Commission, Roman Lagin, told VOA multiple voting was impossible because people had to queue for about half an hour to vote. Therefore, no other precautions were necessary. The interim government in Kiev has denounced the referendum as illegal and a sham. Only one question is on the ballot: should the regions form independent republics? Most residents against secession say they will not cast a vote. But voters who did file into polling stations said the recent violence in the east was reason enough to secede. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Donetsk.
The United States and its European allies denounced the vote as illegal. Police in Yemen say a suicide bomber detonated an explosive-laden vehicle, killing at least 12 officers outside a police building in the country's south. There were several injuries in the blast, including police and civilians. It happened in the coastal city of Makula, the capital of Hadhramaut province. In the capital, Sana'a, the Interior Ministry says three gunmen were killed after trying an attack on a Presidential Guard checkpoint. The two attacks appear to come in reprisal for an army operation to drive al-Qaeda out of the southern provinces of Afyon and Shabwa. At least four people were killed and seven wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a soccer stadium in northwestern Pakistan. Police say Sunday's bombing apparently targeted refugees from the nearby Khyber tribal region while they were registering with the government. There's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. Iran's president says his country has nothing to offer except transparency in nuclear talks with world powers. President Hassan Rouhani's comments aired on state television Sunday just days ahead of a fresh round of nuclear talks. His critics in Iran claim Mr. Rouhani's administration has given up too many concessions to the West. Iran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes like medical research and power generation. The West says Iran is seeking to build atomic weapons. Nigerian schoolgirls who escaped last month's mass abductions by Islamist Boko Haram group say they endured horrifying moments before managing to flee their captors. A 19-year-old science student described the armed kidnapping as too terrifying for words. A 16-year-old girl among the 53 who fled said she was ordered by men wielding AK-47 assault weapons to cook stolen food before escaping with two other girls. Pope Francis prayed for the release of the girls Sunday. 276 of them are still missing.
Vietnam! Vietnam! Vietnam!
Hundreds of people rallied outside the Chinese embassy in Vietnam's capital Sunday to protest China's deployment of an oil rig in disputed South China Sea waters near the Paracel Islands. In one of Vietnam's largest anti-China protests ever, the demonstrators waved banners and shouted anti-China slogans. Vietnam sent ships to the Chinese oil rig soon after it was deployed on May 1st, but they were unable to break through a circle of Chinese vessels protecting the installation. China claims nearly the entire South China Sea. Thailand says it's tightening security for Monday's rival protests between pro- and anti-government demonstrators. The call comes just hours after two people were injured Saturday near the government's headquarters in an explosion thought to be caused by a grenade. Anti-government protesters are calling for a neutral prime minister to be appointed Monday. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on our website at voanews.com.